If you were writing a letter to someone and you knew it was the last letter you'd ever write, what would you say? If you could tell them to remember just one thing, what would it be? The Apostle Paul wrote many letters to churches and individuals. We have 13 of his letters in the New Testament. And as far as we know, the last letter Paul ever wrote was to Timothy. Paul knew he was about to die. He knew he was about to be executed for his faith. He says this in 2 Timothy 4, 6 to 8, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Paul tells Timothy he's about to die. He says he's fought the good fight, he's finished the race, he's kept the faith. Paul has made it to the end by God's grace. But he's no longer going to be around to help Timothy in his pastoral ministry. So what's he going to tell him? What would you say? Well, he tells him a bunch of things, but there's only one thing he tells him to remember. Out of the whole letter, there's just one thing Paul tells Timothy to remember. It's in 2 Timothy 2:8, which is our text for this morning, and it says this: "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David." Remember Jesus Christ. There were many things Paul could have told Timothy to remember. Remember to love people and care for them. Remember to be patient and kind. Remember to read your Bible and pray. But he only tells him to remember one thing: Jesus Christ. Paul's focus never changed over the course of his ministry. One of the first letters he wrote was 1 Corinthians. And he says this in chapter 2, verse 2. "For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." At the beginning of Paul's ministry, Jesus Christ was central. And at the end of his ministry, Jesus Christ was still central. Brothers and sisters, God, through Paul, says these words to us this morning: remember Jesus Christ. Now, what exactly do we need to remember about Jesus? Well, the first thing is this: he lived. Let me read our text again. "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David." We need to remember that Jesus lived. Paul says Jesus was the offspring of David. He was a real human being. Now, some people believe Jesus never existed, that he's just a myth, that the first Christians simply made him up. Historian David Fitzgerald has written a book called Nailed: 10 Christian Myths That Show Jesus Never Existed at All. And one of the things he says is this: if Jesus had been an actual historical figure, we have a thorny paradox. Either this Jesus was a remarkable individual who said and did a host of amazing revolutionary things, but no one outside his fringe cult noticed for over a century, or he didn't, and yet shortly after his death, tiny communities of worshippers that cannot agree about the most basic facts of his life spring up, scattered all across the empire. The truth is inescapable. There simply could never have been a historical Jesus. Now, David Fitzgerald is in the minority. There are very few historians who actually believe Jesus never existed. Bart Ehrman is a well-known historian and professor of New Testament at the University of North Carolina. He's not a Christian, but he says this about those who hold David Fitzgerald's view: "It is fair to say that mythicists as a group and as individuals are not taken seriously by the vast majority of scholars in the field of New Testament, early Christianity, ancient history, and theology. And he says, the idea that Jesus did not exist is a modern notion. It has no ancient precedence. It was made up in the 18th century. One might as well call it a modern myth, the myth of the mythical Jesus. And then he says this about Jesus. There are several points on which virtually all scholars of antiquity agree. Jesus was a Jewish man, known to be a preacher and teacher, who was crucified in Jerusalem during the reign of the Roman Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea. Virtually all scholars of history, professionals in their field, believe that what the Bible says about Jesus is true, except for his miracles and resurrection. But they don't deny his miracles and resurrection on historical grounds. They deny them on scientific grounds. We need to remember that Jesus lived. He was a real human being. And he was also the Messiah. Paul says Jesus was the offspring of David. He was the promised Messiah who was prophesied about in the Old Testament. He was the one who would come and save us from our sins. But how was he going to do that? How was he going to save us? By living a perfectly righteous life on our behalf. By obeying God perfectly, because we haven't done that. Jesus came to live a perfect human life so he could die for imperfect, sinful human beings like us. And that's the second thing we need to remember about Jesus. He died. Let me read our text again. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David. We need to remember that Jesus died, and he died for us. Jesus was born for the purpose of dying. That's why he came. He came to give his life for sinners so we could be saved. He came to take the punishment we deserve so we could escape God's judgment. Now, some people believe Jesus lived, but that he didn't die. In fact, almost 2 billion people in the world today believe this. Muslims believe Jesus lived, but that he didn't die, and therefore he didn't rise. They believe he was taken up into heaven, like Enoch and Elijah in the Old Testament. But if Jesus didn't really die, we're all in huge trouble. Because if Jesus didn't die, there's no way for us to be forgiven. You see, Muslims are relying on their good works for their God to forgive them. But their God is not the same as our God. The Muslim God is unjust. He simply chooses to forgive some people and punish others. His justice is arbitrary. When he chooses to forgive people if they've done enough good works, their sins remain unpunished. Justice isn't done. Therefore, he's an unjust God. But our God is not so. Our God is perfectly just. He chooses to forgive some people and punish others. But when he chooses to forgive people, it's not arbitrary. Justice is always done. He forgives those who put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And justice was served when he punished his son for the sins of all those who put their trust in him. Our God is both just and merciful. We need to remember that Jesus died, and he died for us. He died so we could be forgiven. The third thing we need to remember about Jesus is this. He rose. Let me read our text again. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David. We need to remember that Jesus rose. He didn't stay dead. He was dead for 3 days, but then God raised him from the dead. And this proved that not only was he a human being, but he was God in the flesh. Romans 1:4 says that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead. The resurrection proved that Jesus really was God's Son. It proved that God had sent him into this world. It proved that God had accepted his sacrificial atonement for sins. And it proved that God was still well pleased with him, as he always had been. And the resurrection of Jesus guarantees our resurrection if our faith is in him. Because he lives, we too will live. Our life is in him. Now, many people don't believe Jesus was raised from the dead. Why is this? Well, basically, it comes down to this reason. People don't rise from the dead. So people believe Jesus didn't rise from the dead because people don't rise from the dead. Exactly. That's the whole point. People don't rise from the dead, but Jesus did, because he was God in the flesh. The evidence for Jesus' resurrection is overwhelming. The only reason for someone to reject it is because they don't believe miracles are possible. They rule it out without even considering the evidence. And if there's no God, then miracles aren't possible. But if there is a God, the resurrection is possible. In fact, it's more than possible. It really happened. The problem with those who deny the resurrection is that they've never been able to come up with a reasonable alternative explanation as to what actually happened. They're adamant that Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, but they can't reasonably explain what happened with his disciples after they claimed to see him raised from the dead. The only explanation that makes sense of the disciples' belief in Jesus' resurrection and their willingness to be killed for it is that Jesus really was raised from the dead. Those who continue to deny that Jesus was raised from the dead don't do so because of the evidence. They do so in spite of it. Brothers and sisters, our faith is grounded in history. It's grounded in reality. We don't just believe Jesus was raised from the dead without any evidence. There's plenty of evidence. Our faith is grounded in history because history is God's. He's the author of history and he's at work in this world. This is God's world and he's intimately involved with it. He sent his son into this world to live and die and rise so he could forgive us. So he could reconcile us to himself, so we could live with him forever. We need to remember that Jesus rose. He rose to give us eternal life with him. Now, what's the opposite of remembering? Forgetting. If we don't remember Jesus, we'll forget him. After God had saved the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, and they were about to go into the promised land, he gave them this command through Moses in Deuteronomy 6:12. Take care lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. God had saved them in his mercy and grace, and he told them not to forget him, not to forget the God who saved them, the God who was merciful and gracious to them, the God who loved them. Then we read this in Psalm 106:13. But they soon forgot his works. They forgot God. And so can we. We can remember Jesus for a time, but then forget him. How can this happen? How can we forget Jesus? By not remembering him. So how can we remember him? By remembering him. It's pretty obvious and simple, isn't it? The only way for us to remember Jesus is to remember Jesus. So how does memory work? Why do we remember some things but not other things? Why do we remember some things from our childhood but not other things? Why do we remember some things from last year but not other things? We remember the things we bring to mind. We remember the things we think about. That's how we remember anything. And it's the same with Jesus. We remember Jesus by thinking about him. by thinking about how he lived a sinless life for us, by thinking about how he died a sin-atoning death for us, by thinking about his sin-conquering resurrection, how God raised him victoriously from the dead for us. The only way we can remember Jesus is to remember him. And the only way to remember him is to think about him. Now, when should we remember Jesus? As much as possible, all the time. When we're going well, let's remember Jesus Christ. When we're struggling, let's remember Jesus Christ. When we're working, let's remember Jesus Christ. When we're resting, let's remember Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, whatever we're doing, let's remember Jesus Christ, who lived and died and rose for us. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for our Lord Jesus Christ, your dear Son that you sent into this world to rescue us. Father, because we had turned away from you, we'd wanted nothing to do with you. We wanted to rule our own lives. But Father, you are a God full of compassion and love and mercy and grace. And you send him to come and save us, to live a perfect life on our behalf, to die to take away our sins, and to rise to give us eternal life. Father, we are in awe of you, and we are filled with gratitude this morning when we consider afresh all that you've done for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, may we never forget him. May we think about him every day and praise you for him and live for you in response to your grace to us in Christ. Father, we thank you so much that because of Jesus, we can know you personally and intimately, that we can have a relationship with you that will last forever, that we can experience the fullness of joy that comes from being in your presence. Father, please draw us closer and closer to yourself as we walk with you each day. Amen.